You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and I'm joined today by Maeve Lawler, an ECLO who works in probably the largest geographical area in the entire UK. Maeve works as an ECLO in the Scottish Highlands and is here to tell us all about it. Thank you so much for joining us, Maeve.
Thank you for having me.
So how large is your area? Because when we think of the Scottish Highlands, I mean, it's vast and it can be really rugged. How many miles does it cover, do you know?
Gosh, I don't actually know the answer to that. I just look at it in terms of how long it takes me to get to clinics, I guess. So I'm based in Inverness and I travel to a few different clinics. So I go to the Western Isles, the Orkney Islands and up to Caithness General Hospital in Wick. So I will drive up to Wick and that's 208 mile round trip. So it takes me good 3 hours to get up there, and then I have to fly to the other clinics, obviously, so it's quite long journeys.
Do you enjoy the travel?
I do, yeah, I really like it. It's nice to get out and about. There's lovely views, especially flying across to the islands, and it's nice to have that face-to-face interaction and meet people in the clinics.
I can hear from your accent that you're not a native Highlander.
I'm not, no, I'm Irish.
What made you move over and then just choose to work up in the Highlands?
I moved over because I had family living here. My sister moved over. So I just took a chance and thought I'll come over for a few weeks and see how it goes. And I loved it. So I stayed. And that was 5.5 years ago. I'm still here. So
must be enjoying it.
Yeah, I do. I love it here.
So how do you think your job differs from, say, an ECLO working in a more urban area? What's the difference between your role and their role, do you think?
Yeah, so I'm home-based, so I don't have the interaction face-to-face in the clinic all day, every day, although I do visit clinics. So my support is provided remotely. It's mostly over the phone. Of course, when I'm in clinics, I will see people face-to-face as well. So it's a different, very different model in that, you know, that like we mentioned, there's a lot of traveling involved as well. And I guess the support is just provided in a different way.
What do you think is the most important thing an ECLO provides to people with sight loss?
I think having someone to talk to is really important. You know, the ECLO is there to provide that support where otherwise someone might not have anyone to talk to about their worries with their vision. You know, an appointment in a clinic is quite quick. You're in with the consultant and you're out. It might take, you know, people don't have time to process what's happening in those few minutes. So having an ECLO to talk to support them through whatever is going on at that moment in time, and then knowing that they can come back to the ECLO can provide further support, point them in the direction of anything that they need.
What is your favourite part of your job then?
I like being able to support people. Like I said, you know, people sometimes don't have anyone to talk to. It's really nice to know that you are that point of contact for someone, that you can provide them with information that they otherwise may not know about. And they can go on then and do what they need with that information and get the support they need. So I really like knowing that you've made a difference to someone.
You mentioned a little bit earlier on that a lot of your work is done over the phone. So did lockdown affect you at all?
It did change because, I mean, I was used to working over the phone, and then all the ECLOs that were in the clinics, of course, had to come out of the clinic, and there was a big difference for them, I guess. But for me, it was quite similar to what I was already doing. We didn't have, obviously, the clinics were cancelled. We didn't have the same numbers of people coming through. So what we did was reach out to previous customers that we had, got in touch with them just to see if they needed any support, if everything was going okay for them. And anyone that did need further support, we used these what we called stay in touch calls or sit calls, where we would call people on a weekly basis for a period of time, just to check in with them. You know, this might have been especially useful for someone living on their own or living very rural, to make sure that they were getting access to everything they needed. And then slowly, as time went on with the pandemic and lockdown, the clinic started to open up again, and, you know, we could get those referrals again direct from the clinic.
It was a really tough time for a lot of people, especially if you were in a rural area. I imagine it was even harder. It was so nice to hear that you had that personal support to everybody who needed it, that you were able to contact those people and make sure that they were all right at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, the rural areas, you know, a lot of them are small communities and they have great community support, but it's getting the information that's there, you know, that those support groups are there. So to be able to provide that information to someone and get them in touch with the local support that was happening was quite good, yeah.
Absolutely. So Maeve, two questions. What is the best thing about living in the Highlands, and where is the best place to visit in the Highlands?
Oh, okay. The best thing about living in the Highlands, well, where I live in Inverness, so I'm in the city, but I'm never more than 20 minutes away from beautiful countryside, lovely scenery. I can cycle out to Loch Ness. I think that's amazing. the best place, there's so many. I think Dornoch Beach is quite lovely, up on the east coast towards Caithness and Sutherland. I'm not sure exactly what its geographical location is, but it's really, really pretty.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Maeve, and thank you for all the work that you do.
No problem. Thank you again.